Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood start guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. You know that feeling when anger pops up seemingly out of nowhere, or sadness just hangs around like an unwelcome guest? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. We all experience these emotional ups and downs. But the key to living a truly fulfilling life isn't about eliminating our emotions, it's about managing them effectively. That's what we're diving into today on the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Strategies for managing emotions and improving emotional regulation. Think of your emotions like waves crashing on the shore. They come in strong, sometimes overwhelming, but they eventually recede. It's not about trying to stop the waves altogether, it's about learning how to surf them, knowing when to ride the crest and when to gracefully navigate through the trough. So, buckle up because we're going to explore some powerful strategies that will help you master your emotional landscape. Firstly, let's talk about awareness. It's like having a mental weather radar. The more aware you are of your emotions as they arise, their intensity, triggers, and physical sensations, the better equipped you are to respond rather than react impulsively. Imagine yourself walking through a forest. You notice the rustling leaves, the scent of pine needles, the warmth of the sun on your skin. That's awareness in action. Next up, we have cognitive reframing. Ever heard the saying, it's all in your head? Well, it's kind of true. The way we interpret situations heavily influences our emotional response. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, is this thought truly accurate? Is there another way to look at this situation? Think of it like changing the channel on a TV. You have the power to shift your perspective and choose a more positive narrative. Another powerful strategy is mindfulness. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, and your surroundings. Imagine yourself sitting by a calm lake, watching the ripples gently spread across the surface. Mindfulness helps you detach from the whirlwind of thoughts and emotions, allowing for a sense of peace and clarity. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of vulnerability. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are human, and imperfection is part of what makes us unique. Finally, we have the power of gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can significantly shift your emotional state. Take a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun, the laughter of loved ones, or even just the simple act of breathing. Gratitude is like a mental sunshine ray that brightens your outlook and fosters a sense of contentment. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, and your boss unexpectedly criticizes a project you poured your heart into. Your immediate reaction might be to feel defensive, angry, or even humiliated. But instead of letting those emotions take over, remember the strategies we just discussed. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Yes, I'm feeling hurt and frustrated right now. Try to reframe the situation. Perhaps your boss is giving you constructive feedback that can help you improve. Practice self-compassion. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this doesn't define your worth. And finally, focus on what you can control, learning from this experience and doing your best in future projects. We're not just talking theory here. These tools can make a real difference in how you navigate challenging situations. Remember, managing your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by practicing these strategies consistently, you'll gradually build emotional resilience and cultivate a sense of inner peace. So, what's your next step? Take one of these strategies and put it into practice today. Share your experience with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to cultivate greater emotional well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.